Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Air codes. Country people love air codes. And people up in Dublin don't get it. Because they were always, I'm number 15. They did never had to ring a fella coming to drop off a package and say, right, when you get to the bridge, you go 3/4 of a mile, you'll see a hairy fella on the left and there's a post box that's broken on your right. That's not the house, but keep going past that. Yeah. And you had your...
Welcome to the Two Culchies podcast. I'm Alan Cawley.
And I'm Kieran Corrigan. Kieran Corrigan.
Yup. How he is. We're back. Woo-hoo. How are you feeling, Kieran?
I'm really good. I'm much more calm now this week. Much more calm and ready to go.
Yeah, you're calm now.
Amazing week, amazing response, Alan. Now, we're going to have to lay down some ground rules. You're going to have to stop talking over me, Alan, and you're going off on tangents.
Ah, here now, come on. You're a tangent Corrigan here. But yeah, look, we're delighted. We're currently up at number 4 in the podcast charts.
I know.
We can't believe it. Well, we can because we're so funny and sound.
I drove out to Mammy's today and nearly took the gates off the fence. So I just, what, man, nearly number 1.
What, with the size of your head coming in the door?
Oh.
But no, yeah, no, we're absolutely delighted. And we're really, really happy to say that we have a guest on with us this week. So you don't have to sit through nearly an hour of us.
I'm excited for this guest.
And can you do a little drum roll there for me, please?
1, 2, 3. No, 1, 2, 3, you say the name. 1, 2, 3.
And we have Aisling Kearns on.
Oh, Aisling, my legend.
Fool of us. So, Aisling, I suppose you do a lot of things. You're an actress, you're a singer, you're a TikTok, Instagram sensation. And you're just a sound culchy.
Thank you. I did love that.
And can you tell everyone where you're from?
This is shocking. I always get in trouble for saying this because I say I'm from Tullamore, but I'm not from Tullamore.
No.
I'm from Killooran.
I'm Killooran, but it's only over the road.
Yeah, but you know, if you're saying to someone like, oh, where are you from? You say, if they don't know awfully, you say Tullamore. Like, you know, that was my town, but Killooran is where I'm from.
And how far is Killooran from Tullamore?
12 minutes in the car.
Which side? Is it the Laois side?
It's the Laois side. I am very close to Laois. I am about 15 minutes from Clonisslee.
Oh, Jesus.
Very close
to
the border.
You have a good kinship with Laois. So you're kind of nearly halfway between myself and himself.
No, she'd be closer to me.
Geographically?
No, she'd be closer
to me.
Yeah,
be closer to you.
Not much, though. So the bad old roads up to...
Don't go to the dark side, Aisling. Stay the mountains.
Bad roads both ways. That Clonisslee road's lethal. And up to Kinnity, you're joking me.
No, but she'd only ever go on the main Port Laois Road to me.
Where?
But you're off up in Dublin.
I'm
you were
to here.
Oh, to here. Oh, no, I line Port Laois.
Yes. Or so Port Laois, yeah.
I come in here now? So we're all not talking over one another before I get in trouble again. Alan, you're not really Port Laois. You're a country, but you're a blowout, blow in.
Oh, sure, I'm living up in Dublin nearly 10 years and this is how I still
and
talk.
And you're talking to me and Aisling about the road.
Well, I'm in Dublin 6 years, Kieran.
Stop.
So
are you as well?
I think you need to take it easy on the two of us.
No, I wouldn't be able for Dublin. I don't think Dublin will be able for
Do you know what that's after doing to you?
What?
That's after softening your cough.
Why?
And that's bringing me in to my next segment. Did you like that little segue?
That was
in?
An excellent segue. Congratulations.
So this is our Culchie Sayings segment. And the first one is, that'll soften your cough.
That's a lovely one. Explain that to me, though.
So that's basically him there digging me out and sneering at me for being up in Dublin, not a proper Culchie. And then you weighed it in and said, I'm living up in Dublin 6 years. And that softened his cough.
That has softened your cough.
Brought him back down.
Fairly lively.
Yeah.
I'm used to being brought back down, so I am.
So you have your homework out here.
I have.
Do you?
I put up a box during the week and I said, come on, give me your sayings. So my favourite one out of it, because like I come from Clareen, just outside Clareen. Why do you keep laughing?
I don't know, I just see a little boring. You're from Leash. And like, you know.
I come from Clareen.
All I see is white Schlesinger socks.
The what?
White Lozenger socks.
Schlesinger.
Oh, Schlesinger. Yeah. You know all about Port that Leash. Sports.
Oh, that
threat.
Didn't land very well, Kieran. I'm sorry to tell you.
Come here, my one anyway, we'll do one each, is Lovely Hurling.
Lovely Hurling. Yeah.
Lovely Hurling. Oh, geez, that's Lovely Hurling. Now, good man yourself.
Bring Offaly Hurling back to Burr. Yeah. If you never heard that one,
bring
it back to Burr, because it used to be played in Burr and then it moved to O'Connor Park and Tullamore. We'll bring Offaly Hurling back to Burr. There's one for you now.
Lovely Hurling. I have a feeling that's a real tip saying.
Or no.
Tip. Well, it's a tip is the home of hurling, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're asking the wrong one here now.
And I suppose the home of hurling in Offaly would be the Tipperary side,
wouldn't it? It would
be. Yeah, up around Burr and that. But yeah, Offaly was a great hurling county back in the day, wasn't it?
Back in the day, unfortunately. Hopefully it gets back there eventually.
I have another good one. I got loads.
I thought we were doing one each. Right, go on.
Your one looked like she got dragged through a bush backwards.
Yeah, that's good.
I love that one. I want more. Go the road now, stay between the ditches. That's country living. That's a good one now. That sounds like a song.
Sing that.
Go the road now, stay between the ditches. That's country living. But come here. No, grannies and mothers and all that kind of stuff. Do you know when you're getting into the car, when you're like, I think there is really a country thing, and they nearly drown you in the holy water from Lourdes.
I got my car now about a year and a half ago, and David's
Washed
mother.
Washed in Lourdes.
David's mother basically did that. Arrived in the gate and she was out with the holy water straight away, splashing it on it. And then, now that's the good holy water. The good holy water.
Is it Medjugorje or something?
Up from Clare.
Oh, Clare. Oh, Irish holy water.
Yeah. So that's now sitting in the glove box.
Do you ever find when they're thrown on, there's an aggressive throw? The kind of The wrist is real, kind of, it's the swing of it or something.
It's a bit thick.
Yeah, and they stick their jaw out when they're doing it.
It's like, oh, protect him, but don't protect the fucker. Yeah.
It's like they're willing God to really fucking do it.
Do your fucking job,
or
I'll
come down on you like a ton of bricks.
Don't kill them, just give them enough of a harm to beat the shite out of them.
That reminds me, when I used to go to my granny's, the Mayo, God rest her soul, she'd give you €20 into your pocket, but she did it really aggressively. It'd come out of her penny, and then she'd nearly grab you by the scruff of the neck, and she'd dig it into your pocket, and she'd give you nearly a dig doing it.
They'd be doing that though, because they'd be saying, say nothing now to your mummy and daddy, say nothing, put that in your pocket now, and just go. And you'd have it in the pocket then, you'd be waiting till you're halfway home to pull it out.
Halfway down the road, look, I got mad, give me that, you little.
Yeah, that's going to the credit union fund.
You'd be great when she gave you the two tenors and you lay on, you only got the one. Because I remember the 20 Benson was only €3.20, or the 10 Benson was €3.20 back in the day.
Did you smoke?
I used to, yeah.
And spending your granny's money on fags.
I know, but she was 14 or 15.
No sense.
Desperate altogether. Like, do you have any Culchie sayings, Aisling?
The one I heard you say last week that I love is peel an orange in his pocket. He's that. And also one is just the word main. Yeah. Like, I've had to explain that word to so many people, like, Jesus, his is main. And they're like, what's main? I'm like, mean. But main, that's M-A-N-E.
Yeah, see, there's if someone's mean, it means they're like,
tight.
Angry or is tight.
Is just wouldn't give you a fiver.
Wouldn't give you the steam off their piss. That's what I love. She wouldn't give you the steam off your piss. Now, Kieran, I see you waving your hand, but we're ignoring you because you threw out three sayings already.
I have a really, really good one. as useless as a pair of tits on a bull.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't really. I'm like, why are they useless?
They mightn't be fully useless if the bull wants to do. Can do a few bits with it, like, do you know. Could be highfalutin around the field with them.
Yeah, you never know.
My favourite one, I think my mother used to say it about a few people, though I won't name it, she'd go mad. She listened to her first podcast last week. Do you know what she said to me?
What?
It's very long.
Very long, she said. Love of God, Jesus, ma. That's such a mad thing to say
And you cursed a lot as well.
Oh, I came in here and I was driving over here and I was going, Aisling, watch your language because I curse an awful lot. Yeah. And when I listen back to myself.
Do you find on Instagram, do you curse or do you not? Cause I find I like to say the F word, but like I wouldn't say it on Instagram because I know to be a younger audience, you know, people would write to me and say like, oh, my such and such is watching the Instagram with me. So I wouldn't really, it's not a kind of way.
Well,
but like,
you have you have a younger audience. I know the age range on my Instagram is the main age range is 20 to 30s. So like, I don't really mind my language.
Yeah.
But like some stuff that I'd post on TikTok, I'd be kind of going, because I know they're younger and going, jeez, I don't know.
TikTok exploded for you.
Yeah, that was mad, mental. Isn't it? It was mental. That all started in COVID.
How did you like, Alan, can I go on from the Culchies?
Well, look, you're taking over now. So I was there about to say a Culchie say.
We're following the natural flow.
We're just flowing, Alan. You drink your Diet Coke and chill. Come here, can I ask you, Aisling, but how did you get... I remember, like, I first met you. You were a mad little yoke coming into Sports Direct. I was assistant manager at the time. And everyone was just like, ah, she's a class little yoke. She's a dick. And you in the little tracksuit bottom and hole at about 10 sizes too big and you're tiny.
Rolled up.
Behind the till, but you were well able for them, by I tell you, on the tills. But how did you get in? I know I got moved and all that kind of stuff and you were in the store, but how did you get into the whole social media then?
So it was, I graduated from acting college in 2020 in June and I graduated on the Saturday and on the Monday I started filming Darklands, which was a series on Virgin Media. So it was
brilliant.
Thank you very much. Really enjoyed it. It was obviously terrifying, like, because, you know, they bring me in, I have a trailer with my name on it. Stop. And a driver collecting me at the door.
Stop, Ashley.
Bottles of water in the back. I was there
taking notions.
Putting all the bottles of water in my pockets, bringing them home with me. But it was mad. So I had that. And then very quickly after that, I had probably 2 weeks off. And then I was cast in Asking for It. And that was on the Gaiety stage and in the Everyman in Cork. And then straight after that, The Lieutenant. And then the pandemic hit. And so it went from 90 to nothing in the blink of an eye. And I was just like, if I sit at home with my hands under my arse, I'm going to get nothing done. So it's like,
here's one now, hands under my arse.
Hands under your arse, looking at the wall, waiting for her to chat back to you. So I said, right. I saw a lot of people were posting a lot on social media and kind of not even creating their own things, sort of lip syncing, which I think is class, like it's talent in itself. But I knew that I could create my own stuff, sketches and stuff. So I was like, I'll just start it. Like, I couldn't give a shit what anyone thinks.
And it's like, I remember like seeing a few of the sketches, like it was kind of the ones I found the funniest were the Irish Mammy. Well, they were the main ones you kind of started with. Like, they were absolutely hilarious.
But it's something like every Irish person can relate to. Do you know that kind of way? And you do them so well, like, as well. So it's good.
Yeah, well, where they all came from was I grew up on Dumbelievables, like Pat Short and John Kenny, because I'd watch them and I would know all them characters. I knew the lad that sat up at the bar telling the same story 150 times. I knew the fella that was down, the mad lad that did training sessions. Like, you know, I knew all these characters. When I was doing these sketches, I was thinking, like, well, it's relatable and people know these. And it's not like everyone always says to me, oh, is that what your ma's like? My ma's actually really not like that at all. It's more so like aunties I know or like some of my best friends' mothers, like light a candle kind of mothers. Yeah, like, you know, that'd be kind of that way. That was where kind of the most of the inspiration came from.
Mad, yeah, like it? I have to say they're very spot on. Like, I remember you doing, you know, like nearly everyone's mother or something, they'd be on the phone to be,
bye,
hyperventilate.
Calling in for 2 minutes, like, and they're there for an hour and a half. Like, and they always say that, they always say, now, only calling in for 5 minutes. I'm not staying. And the jacket's on, like, and then, like, you just don't even see the jacket disappear, like, and it's gone. And then it's gone from a cup of tea to a glass of wine. And next thing, they're jarred and they can't drive home. And they're ringing the husband to come and collect them. There's no dinner on.
And they go down your throat for news as well.
What has been, like, your highlight then from social media? Like, we all have a highlight from it. Like, you know, what it's brought you and given you and opportunities. And
honestly, the biggest thing that I got from it was when people couldn't get home during COVID and people messaging me saying, I'm really homesick and this reminds me of home, like, you know, and it makes me feel great to watch these, you know, and it reminds me of my mom or whoever, like, you know. That was a massive part of it.
Like, I love when people write to you like that and they're like, oh, you don't know what you've done today, like, you made me smile or that. But they don't realise that you could be having a really shit day and when they send you a nice message like that, it actually picks you up as well. So it works both ways, like.
Because there's a lot of pressure with social media to kind of consistently post content and stuff, and you kind of feel that pressure to always have something up, like, and then when you do post something and you're like, oh God, I'm not really happy with that or whatever. And then someone says, I was having a shite day and I saw that and it made me laugh.
Yeah, yeah.
You're like, one person enjoyed that. That'll do it for me. Like, you
that
know?
Just puts a smile on your face then.
Yeah.
And come here, kind of then, I suppose, your most recent gig that people will know you from has been in Fair City. So how long were you on Fair City for?
So I got that gig last year. I did an audition for it and they just got back and said they'd love to offer me a role. And so I did 6 weeks in the summer and then 7 weeks leading up to Christmas. And yeah, I had a ball. I absolutely loved working there. Like, everyone working there is working there so long. So they're all like a family. They're all, everyone is on the same team. It's a machine. Yeah. Like they're blowing out 4 episodes in 4 days. Like, that's unheard of. In like a normal series, it could take a whole day to film 2 or 3 scenes.
Yeah.
You know? And do you know, like, is it all scripted or can they kind of like make it up as going along?
Fully scripted.
That's mad. You can't, how did you do that 4 episodes?
You can't stray away from the script at all because of Fair City.
It leads into something else.
Well, it's a chain of command and like the writers aren't there when you're filming, so you can't change their words because then they could be like, we didn't write that and it's saying that I did, you know, so.
Who? And there's a knock-on effect of another story.
Yeah,
each of us, who is your favourite character? Who would yours be now in Fair City?
Oh, do you know who I got to work with? And like, I didn't really watch Fair City before I was on it. I won't let it stop.
She loves it. She absolutely watched it.
We'll cut that out.
I watched every episode I was in. No, I did. But like, you know, I'm an actor and I started out my career and it was an excellent opportunity for me. But I got to work with Leo, Dave Duffy, and he was a gent. And like, I knew Leo from Fair City. Everyone knows his face. Yeah. Like, and he was just such a gent. He was so welcoming and just, I had great crack with him. Like, so like, that was great. And like, it was just getting to work with someone that's been doing it for so long. Like, the experience you get from working with an experienced actor like that was insane. Like, so it was class.
I love Niamh. I think she's brilliant.
Oh, Niamh. Yeah. I like Paul as well. Paul's been in it for years, hasn't he?
Oh, Paul Brennan.
Yeah,
he's still in it.
He turned bad though there.
Paul's been married how many times?
Oh, sure. Didn't he get married there recently? And then didn't he tell her he just got married for all her money? That was a lovely little twist there.
And come here, I'd say when the family found out you're in Fair City, like, come on, every mother in Ireland and granny and the whole shebang loves Fair City.
They were all delighted for me because it's a national treasure of a soap, like, and it's the national soap.
Did you put all in the credit union?
No, I didn't.
That's a very personal question.
No, you stop.
What do you do with your wage?
Yeah.
Every bit of it, I've earned it.
Yeah, exactly. So don't be saying that
you've
to her.
Don't get
to
hold on to it. You're married and you've 2 kids.
Yeah, we're living week to week.
I have.
Mouth to mouth. Oh, no, you're queued out. Fucking, you have your communion money and everything.
Well, nice.
Queued her.
I'm like Whitney. I have nothing.
Oh,
nothing.
My eye. I see. Nothing. I saw what you were driving coming in here.
Yeah.
Finance to
hell. Ball of shite. I'm only joking.
Oh, God, no.
You can't talk what you pulled up in.
Oh, yeah, it's very
nice.
What
are you driving?
I'm driving a Peugeot 3000.
Peugeot.
What colour is it?
Black.
Right, grand. I'll have a look at it on the way out because the only way I know cars is by the colour.
Yeah.
He actually pulled up, shows the attention I give him. He pulled up and I was like, was that car in our white last week?
And I was like, no. And he goes, are you sure? I was like, yeah, I am sure. Which that's him, sure, that's him all over. If it's not about him,
no, ah, no, only joking. No. You're lovely.
Come on, you're no, digging you're tonight, nice, so yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Man. Fall down, Dusty.
You're go. Able for it. You're able for it. That's the thing.
Mind that step, there, Alan.
If you push me, I'll pull you down with me. That's the thing. Gosh. I want to go back to the.
Do you want to go back to
Kulshi saying that I did want to say just to finish that up?
Let him have his
my
moment.
One of my favorites, and it's usually like your mother or your auntie would say about someone. Someone to come into a room and do something, they go or whatever, and just turn around and say, that one would get in where a draft wouldn't.
Oh, that's a lovely one.
It's that's cutting. A cutting.
That cutting. Is cutting. Lads, this is going to be a great podcast. Yeah, look at that
this
now.
This is cutting, like.
But do you know those type of people that they turn up in your milk? They'd, do you know, they're just everywhere. They'd get
Matt
in.
Like that one.
They'd get an invite to ever. They'd turn up anywhere. They're just queued out. And whatever way, through hook or by crook, they'll get somewhere and they'll get invited. Or
when we're on the whole Kulshi thing, I don't know why it's after coming into my head.
Which is the name of the podcast, by the way. While we're on the whole Kulshi thing.
Do you believe in Banshee?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, me too.
Well, I'm a big believer in not like magpies. Have to wait.
Ladders.
Ladders not so much, but like.
Do you not believe in a ladder?
I wouldn't go
on the way in there.
No way. I didn't see it. I'm just straight over there.
Well, like I wouldn't walk under a ladder just because it doesn't make sense.
It's a little bit dangerous.
Yeah.
Rather than like the, it's not conspiracy. What's it called?
Superstitious.
Superstitious. Yeah. Now a robin outside the back door, I'd be like, there's granddad now having a little look at me, checking me out.
Well, robins are very cute.
Yeah, they are.
They're very aggressive though as
are
well.
Are they?
Yeah, they must they be like aggressive to look after to you. Their little person.
You like me.
Yeah, well, I don't go near them too much. I leave them off.
When I was on the way over here now, I was trying to think of Kulshi sayings, but when you sent me the air code, air codes, country people love air codes, and people up in Dublin don't get it because they were always, I'm number 15. They did never had to ring a fella coming to drop off a package and say, right, when you get to the bridge, you go 3/4 of a mile, you'll see a hairy fella on the left and there's a post box that's broken on your right. That's not the house, but keep going past that.
Yeah.
And you had your directions down to a T and they'd work like.
Yeah, or there else they'd finish it off and go, and when you get to the bridge then, you've gone too far, go back now, go back.
It's the second house on the left, not the left one, the right.
That's how I literally used to describe it, because there was a thatched cottage past our house. There still is. Oh, because she's like giving out now where I live. Holy God. But
oh, there'll be people down after
oh,
you.
Oh God, all my fans, Jesus.
Leo will be down after you.
No, but I used to say if you go past Attached Cottage, you've gone too far. But yeah, air codes, lads, game changer. I love an old air code.
But you know when the air code first came in?
Oh, I was pure again him.
Were you?
Orna's parents, I know her sister, Orna's sister, Siobhan, she got them a number plate put up on their wall with the postcode on it.
Outside the house.
And you know, I remember like, Jesus, now if anyone took a heart attack or anything like that, no, inside Alan, up over their door in the kitchen living.
What?
You know, at least if someone dropped it on the floor and you had to ring an ambulance and be like, what's your postcode?
Oh, is that the reason?
We're not going to give them R35 24 up the road. Like, at least you look up at the number plate and go, R32, blah, blah, blah.
Is that why they got it?
Is that why they got it?
Well, yeah, a lot of places got them. The ambulances, I think, were given for like set.
Not a number plate though, like of a car.
Oh, a number play with air I code and
no, I'm not able
imagine.
For that.
But do you know your postcode?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm not telling
code.
It out here. I know the home house and the house up in Dublin.
Yeah,
I don't call my own house up in Dublin the home house. The home house is the one at home. In
really? God, yeah.
Oh yeah, that's the home house.
No. Well, will you stay in Dublin, do you think? Forever and ever?
Nah.
No, either way.
No, I don't belong.
Moving to Kennedy.
I don't belong there.
No, we do. I couldn't. I love Dublin. Like, obviously,
oh,
my career is there. It's only there. Like, you know, there's some in Galway, but the most of it is in Dublin. Like, and of course in Belfast or whatever. But constant work is in Dublin. But I wouldn't. I know I will move. Now I don't know though if I'll end up back in Offaly.
You may be halfway.
Come here.
You won't settle down.
Dublin is
so...
I go to
Westmeath.
Westmeath's a fine county.
Kilbeggan.
Expensive Dublin.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Westmeath. Kilbeggan. No.
Well, that's expensive enough as well.
Kilbeggan's
a nice
town. Kilbeggan's a lovely town.
Has the races, has the whiskey distillery.
It does. It's a lovely little town. Great little pubs.
Has the road out of it, right? Where are we going to?
What are you on about being expensive?
Dublin, it's a chronic, lads.
Asher, everywhere.
Everywhere
is expensive.
I actually seen a house for rent this week. a local auctioneer had it up on the Facebook, and it was like 4-bedroom house, 1500 euro, practically in the middle of nowhere.
Where was it?
Shinrón.
Oh, where's Shinrón?
1500 euro.
Ah, come out of
exactly.
It.
You have to ask, where's Shinrón?
Shinrón's in Offaly.
So it wouldn't be too bad if you had four friends going to rent a room each, Alan, but if you have a family, because then it'd be 500
euro. That's still very expensive for Shinrón.
Well, I don't know. I've never heard of
Shinrón. It'd be like Mount Rat. Like, Shinrón is a GAA town, like, basically. It had a great community centre, which I found out randomly. I was working on this development of a play about the Saw Doctors. Class crack, actually. I really enjoyed that start of the year. But two people came to see the development, and they were tour promoters for the Saw Doctors back in the day. And they were like, where are you from? And I was like, oh, just outside of Tullamore there in Offaly. And he goes, jeez, we used to do a load of gigs for the Saw Doctors down there. I was like, where? Shinrón. And I went, fucking Shinrón. Where in Shinrón?
Sorry, lads, I'm distracted. Matt's taking photos of me.
wouldn't be like you to be distracted.
If there was
Kieran.
A fly in this room, Kieran, you would get distracted. I'd
He'd
say.
Be up on it. Yeah. Wouldn't you?
Up in the fly buzzing.
Buzzing.
You'd probably annoy the fly. The fly would be shooing you away.
The fly would be flying into the wall to just have an end.
Kamikaze. Oh, he's a bit of a tick head in him now.
Come here, Clay, ask Alan. Tick, 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 tick. Come here, Clay, till I get you outside. Come here, Clay, tell you, this Love Island, seen as you're like number one, the 2E,
commentator.
What's with them all leaving?
I'm just jumping on Alan's bandwagon, really.
We haven't watched it. I'm buried in Yellowstone. Mm. I want to buy a ranch and move. Gone. Good luck. Mind yourself.
I've heard it's supposed to be class.
What's that on? Paramount Plus, is it?
RT2, is it not?
No, we're on there.
Yellowstone.
You only get one season a week. Sure, probably in it in RT, are you, Aisling?
Oh.
Can't spill on the net. Oh,
no. Season 6.
Season 6.
But no, I think it's on Paramount, yeah. But we're buried in that this week, so we are one
buried.
Two buried in it, but it's brilliant. Kevin Costner is the man.
Anyone listening out inside the pale, that means he's buried into it.
Buried. But come here. All I seen going through the Instagram or the Facebook, one lad got put out for a baiting someone on the street a while back, and now there's another one gone. Do the producers not do their work?
Well, people come in and out though as well. Like, you know, that's the whole premise of the shows. Like, people are kicked out. And
did
that.
You see who went into it this week?
No, say
your
not
man with
now.
The funny haircut.
No, Enoch, is it? Or what's his name?
Oh, Enoch. Oh, no, lads, now. There. I'm delighted you brought up the Burks.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Because I'm absolutely obsessed with the Burks.
No, do you know what?
Family.
Do you know what comes
can we talk
to my,
about them
you know,
now for a while?
Do you know Let's
what,
talk about
Do you
them.
Know what comes to my head when we say his name?
What?
I've got issues. You've got to.
No, look, obviously we have to tread a fine line with people with issues and everything, but I'm obsessed with the Burks. I'm more obsessed with the Mama Burke.
I think...
Mammy Burke.
No, I'm more obsessed with the father dropping him off every morning.
Oh, no, he's meant to be a quiet man, electrician up in Castlebar. It's all the mother.
What did you drop him off on the way to work there, did you? Sure, pack lunch out. Go stand
he's
at the
under
gate the
lashings
are in.
Under the tome, I'd say. Yeah, exactly. Oh, sure. I was driving down. I was listening to Classics 80s last year. But Today I was Rage, and she kept saying it as well. And I was like, I know. Stop telling me that it's ending today. I'm obsessed with classic music. Anyways, but every single news thing, and I might well just, by the third time I heard it go, yeah, Enoch's still outside, guys. Still hasn't moved. He was just standing there all day outside. Would you be well in the head? Standing outside of the school.
What? He's not right, God love him.
No, they must look.
No. You, obviously, the rearing what that was done to him has made him who he is today, that he thinks that he can behave in the way he was.
Well, he's paying a fine a day, I know, earning a week.
What? Well, he's not going to pay it, that's the thing. But what? I'm surprised about not one of them has kind of branched off or escaped yet. Sure. You know, like Isaac or Aloysius or whatever. You know, there's a rake of them. They're all Old Testament names. Sorry, now. We're not getting into religion.
I have to jump in here, right? I only know literally what happened with Enoch. What, if for anybody like me that hasn't a clue what's going on, what is this about their family?
Oh yeah. Go on there.
Right. I have a friend, Sheila, from Castlebar.
Aunt Sheila!
She's living up in Dublin. But
Sheila has all the goss.
Now, she told me no one really knows the Burks up there because they didn't go to primary school or secondary school, but they know of the Burks. But you go down the town and you hear a commotion and you think, is there a row? No, it's just the Burks shouting and spouting, doing a bit of singing.
They're now, obviously.
Can I just say for GDB or regulations?
GB
is this all. Is this is all just hearsay.
Well, no, they are from Castlebar.
This is Alan
That's
saying
not hearsay.
This. I'm not saying this. Barks, do not land in Kinnity at me door.
No, they are from Castlebar. That's fact. They are evangelicists. Yeah. They're super religious.
Yes, yeah, super okay. religious.
And I'm not pro or against religion. That's everyone's
whatever,
business.
Whatever, yeah. Whatever.
I'm a gay man.
Is.
That's my business. Do you know, we don't care. But so they're very religious. They were homeschooled.
Yeah, they were raised in that way. And my opinion on the whole thing is, anyone can be or do whatever the fuck they want. And if someone has an opinion on it, that strong. And to go back into a school where your job is to guide, not children, but teenagers, guide them. That's what your job is as a teacher, to walk in there every day and disrupt the school.
Yeah. My take on it is kind of like, look, is it now gone to a safety level? Because like, if my kids were going to that school, I would not be sending them, because I'd just be kind of like, oh no, this isn't.
Asher, he's, no, he's not going to do one.
Alan, how do you know that? How do you know that?
I know by them. They're not. They're cute.
You don't know that.
They're cute. I just know they're cute enough. They'd be no raising hands.
He has been fired, hasn't he?
Oh, he's been fired, all right.
And he's still showing up.
Yeah, he's refusing to go. Well,
come here.
But do we need to explain what? Like, does everyone know? But should you explain?
Can I just declare here as well, Jay Grennan and Sons, if you're listening there now and you fire me, I'm turning up every day.
Well, look, I'd say that get an old JCB or something out and shift your wage.
Oh, lads, remember the time the JCB took the safe out of Lidl when we had the snow up in Dublin?
Oh, yeah, that was in Talla or something.
Remember that big video of the JCB driving it into the Lidl? Majo.
The place was up in fire, wasn't it? And it was the snow.
Lit the place up.
Pity Enoch wasn't standing there. You know, I could have stopped it all.
But there's a rake of them anyway. And wasn't there one? No, look, see, now I'm speculating now anyway.
Oh, go on.
Go on, he's dying to bits dying here, go on.
A lot of them went to NUIG and they were
what
again.
What are you saying about NUIG, Will?
Well, I went there for a year and I changed course, inverted commas, dropped out, but down to Carlow then. Carlow.
Nothing useless is guaranteed.
Oh, geez, look at me going off on a tangent.
Told you now, Alan, no
Jamie
tangents.
Lee,
go back.
But Jamie anyway, they were.
See, poor Brittany as well, actually. I ain't gone on a tangent.
No,
she
look, we're on
her
the
Instagram.
She changed her name.
And she watched. Did she?
What?
And people
what?
Actually rang the police and said, you need to go check on Brittany.
Well, look,
and
that's
landed,
fair enough.
They landed.
Though.
I'm talking. They oh, landed. Know you are, they sure. landed at the door, and Brittany was like, "Oh my god, you guys! Like, this is totally like I'm fine.
Crazy.
Like, oops, I did it again. I deleted it. You know that kind
but
of way.
But that's fair enough, John. Like, because fair enough. What if something did happen? Do you know what I mean?
Ah, come
like,
here. She's. I think Brittany now. I don't know, to be honest. I think she's 100% and she's bang on. I think her fans are just really, really.
I'd say she has a lot of mental health issues. I'd say she does. Like, for to live that life, her whole life up to now, like that way.
Well,
but
and some of them could be brought on from being put on all the medication she was put
exactly.
on.
Exactly. You don't know, like, but she did, I think she did legally change her name to something mad, like Red Herring. I don't know why I'm...
Red Herring,
that
I like
could
that.
Be, that could be... I could have pulled that right out of my
Brittany
arse
Red
now.
Herring.
I'd say you did.
I think I pulled that out.
Yeah, but...
Did I just tell a little lie there?
A fib.
I never thought I'd be the one to come in and say this, but like, you've really gone on a tangent here. Go back to your man.
You brought Brittany up.
You brought us on this Brittany. Tangent.
Yeah, well, we'll go back to the Burkers.
Anyway, the Burks, they were in NUIG. They were again the abortion referendum. So they went off printing loads, which they're entitled to. That's their right and their opinion. They went off printing off literature to go with their stance, but then they wouldn't pay for the printing. You know, they were kind of like, so they got in trouble there. And then one of them went for a students' union president and wasn't voted in, then accused the college of rigging it. Do you know, there's always an issue wherever they go.
A bit of drama following them everywhere.
Yeah. It's like the milk in the tea.
All alleged, by the way. All alleged.
No, this is fact.
Oh, this is fact.
Oh, this is fact.
Sorry, can I just say something, Matt? Every time you talk, it's like the voice of God has just started, because I'm not facing you. When I hear your voice, I'm like, hello, Jesus.
This is Matt, our producer.
We're all quivering in the chair. Matt, talk.
Squeaky bum time.
Voice, Matt.
It's like velvet.
Sorry, I interrupted you. What
it's
were you
like
saying?
Velvet and a zip.
slowly.
Can we go back to this? Like,
oh, a slow zip up is a lovely sound.
No.
Like, you'd nearly stop for a minute with the zip. And then you'd go again.
This is getting a bit dirty.
It's a zip up though, not a
Do
zip
you know
down.
What, actually?
Zip up is too bad. The zip down is awful dirty.
Because up you'd be thinking jumper, down you wouldn't be
down,
thinking jumper
thinking
at
trouser.
All. Yeah.
Yeah, yup, yup, Ballygown, down, Rock Shandy.
I've never heard that.
That sounds right, Kieran.
Yeah, Hand down, Shandy, down. I've heard of that.
Oh yeah,
Hand Shandy. Yeah.
When you brought me to the water, you keep bringing us away. Anyway, look, that's the Berks. Trouble follows wherever they go.
Right, Adam, we didn't ask for
They're very
the
camp for a family that would be anti-LGBTQ+. They're very camp and high drag because they like the drama.
They're loving it.
Like they're up.
Why would you continue to do that if you weren't enjoying like
the show?
The whole show of it.
But where is it going to stop?
He will continue to get fined, and when he won't pay it, he'd surely be jailed.
Lad, I'm not being smart, but is he in jail?
He's not in jail.
Well, he was, wasn't he?
No, he never did.
He did time in Mountjoy. But I'd say he was isolated in a cell of his own.
Definitely.
I'd say he didn't enjoy it, but I'd say he enjoyed the stance he took.
Yeah, yeah. I think he thinks he's a great lad.
Yeah,
I read
Mary.
It to today as well. Like, do you know,
that's very ironic.
Do you know the people there?
Ironic the right word there?
People might be supporting him. It's like, are the. Now, this could be completely, I read it wrong off the paper, but off Facebook. But like,
would
people be supporting him financially who believe him and believe his whole thing?
Well, they seem to have a few pound, the family, because they're well enough dressed.
They're going to chop through it.
There's always a good cut coat and they'd have an old...
Here, Aisling, good you worked in sports work, same as me, and see them going around D-tagging. No wonder how people are half well-dressed, half the people. Fleece in the shop.
No,
things we used to see in sports rec of a Sunday. Going in, dying, absolutely dying.
Sitting and in the office.
Oh, Jesus. And you'd see them going, and I just go, I can't handle it, straight up to the manager. You may watch her, I think. And then, like, I've passed it on. I don't need to worry about it anymore.
Washed your hands of it.
Washed your hands.
Some people.
Working in retail, though, like, Jesus, you'd earn your stripes.
Did you work in retail?
Oh, I worked in many a supermarket.
Oh, my God.
I knew I was finished in retail when I worked in Portlaoise, and there was a guy, and it was the whole thing with the masks.
Oh yeah.
And basically, I was like, sorry, you can't enter the store without wearing a mask. That was the policy. He spat in my face.
Oh,
he actually
spat
into my face.
I would have walked out the door then and there.
Ignorant.
I was like, that's it, I'm done.
That's
rotten. Sign, sealed, delivered. Boom.
No. I did 4 years. I started when I was 16 in Menaries. Because I did work experience, but I was cute.
Oh.
I got the work experience.
Are Menaries
I knew
still
I'd
on the go?
No, sure, it's Boots.
They're all gone now, are they?
Oh yeah, sure, I forgot it was a... And I used to describe to people up in Dublin what Menaries was like. And I was like, it was like Brown Thomas, like all the desks, it was all open plan. They were like, oh, Brown Thomas. I was like, yeah, but it also was nothing like Brown Thomas as well. Same time, like. But yeah, I started there 4 years in Menaries. And
Menaries,
then
it sounds like a chipper.
It does sound like a chipper.
I had two bags of chips.
The Menaries family. Selling chips.
Or were they actual family Menaries?
No, I don't know where they. No, they weren't. But I had great crack in there. And then I remember a secret shopper caught me one time. I came in again, another Sunday, dying. And me and one of the girls that was working there as well, I was over at our till and we were chatting about the night before. And I was like, jeez, it was a mad night in town. I was like, guards everywhere. And we were going home like it was mental. Following week, general manager called me into the office. Aisling, we had a secret shopper in on Sunday and she overheard you telling one of the other staff members that you were arrested on Saturday night quite loudly that the whole shop floor could hear you. And I just went, here, I am getting paid too little to give a shite about this. I was like...
Did you get arrested?
No,
did
you not listen to the story?
No, sorry, I don't.
You zoned out.
Oh, here,
no, I
look.
Did. I actually turned down there because I tell you, I was looking at myself in the camera. But come here, till I tell you.
Did you get about arrested?
No, I didn't. All I said was there was a heap of guards out on the night.
Heap.
A heap of them. And that was it. Yeah,
anyone inside the pale, that means heap. Large heap. Amount.
Large amounts of guardy.
Come here, one thing I want to ask you is, have you ever come across discrimination for having a strong accent or strong country accent in your line of work?
Weirdly enough, in college, we were in improv, and like, I don't think that the teacher intended for this comment to upset me, but it did. I never would have thought about my accent. Like, I was quite aware I had a strong accent, yeah, but like, I didn't give a shit. It was who I was, and I wasn't going to change it. And I remember her making, improv was, the name says it all, you have to make up what you're saying, like it's all on the spot. And she goes, I'm going to stop you there, Aisling. You keep saying, oh, come on, that's grand. And she did an impersonation of me. And when she did that, oh, I was like, here now, you missus.
You'll be outside the gates today, not there.
Yeah, I'm telling you now. I can see into your future.
She's been a bit snooty when she did it.
She just was making a point that I was humming and hawing kind of rather than saying words, like, but when she impersonated my accent, that's when I was like, don't like that now. Do not like that at all. Because my accent is my accent and I'm very proud to
have
this.
She did it in a derogatory way nearly.
Yeah, it was just kind of like taking the piss out of me. And I was like, oh, fuck yourself. Like, just because I don't have a...
Imagine if I was in a class, she wouldn't have a clue.
Oh my God, no.
You were running your words.
Kieran, I don't think you could talk to anyone that's not from Offaly or in the Midlands and they'd understand you. You talk so quickly as well.
It's the pace, I think.
Yeah. And you know what? It absolutely boils the piss out of me when people say to me, oh my God, like, slow down. I'm like, you slow, speed up.
No,
speed
don't. Up. You shouldn't change yourself.
No,
never.
No, I can follow you perfectly.
Well, yeah, but I think, see, I've probably nearly a thicker accent, but you're faster, more punchy.
You're
I'm
very
slow.
Drunk.
Yeah,
I'm
slow. You have more the bog lands, even though you're leash, which is boggy land.
It's boggy, but not as boggy as Offaly.
But that's the whole accents. That's where they come from. Like, you know, Midlands.
Is it because our feet were stuck in the bog, so we had to really drag ourselves along?
Talking of the bog, did any of you do Lillipuff? Remember, they actually brought you to the bogs and fucked you into the bog holes in school.
But you played for David, used to work there for years.
You jump
out
into
Lillipuff. Yeah. Bog hopping.
So you'd have a good affiliation with Lillipuff.
I'd like to give a shout out to Lillipuff there.
Oh, there you go.
Lillipuff Adventure Centre, open for schools, girls, girls, and any small groups, hens or stags. The number can be found on the website.
Online.
Frankie, if you ever hear this now,
Frankie.
Thank me with a pint.
I love the story
about Lillipuff, actually.
Go on.
Really quick.
Go.
Do you know Jonathan Swift, who wrote...
Not that name.
Gulliver's Travels.
Yeah.
That's his name. He wrote that. Yeah, didn't he? Yeah. He wrote that. You know, the story is about... Well, small little tiny people.
Yeah, half the clue, to be honest. But yeah.
She's straight over the head, Kieran. So... wasn't Jonathan, that was his home, his holiday house, was Lillipuff. The Adventure Centre was originally his holiday home. And wasn't he out on the lake in his little boat? No. And he looked in and he said, Jesus, everyone looks so small.
That sparked
Gulliver's Travels. Now you can go home and read that and then you'll know what I'm talking about.
But I love the bog. I remember being reared in the bog, having to go out footing the turf
and
picnics.
It's so sad that, like, you know, that's going to be gone.
I know.
You can't foot
everything's
turf.
Green,
I know
it's
private. Well, like, you know, I'm
on board. It's gone mad, lad.
But it is a childhood memory of summers up in the bog.
Catching frogs in jars. For sandwiches, black pudding sandwiches.
Oh my God, I thought you said
file.
Frogs for sandwiches. No.
But I have eaten frogs' legs. They're lovely.
Ah, Alan.
In Paris.
Oh,
I'm
well,
cultured.
Oh, you're so cultured, aren't you?
Yeah. Alan thinks that I'm a celebrity game here, so he doesn't know. But come here. Why, Annie, go back real quick to you, Alan. I'm literally giving you 2 minutes on this, right, till we get to 44 minutes. About your man. Why is he at the gates? Briefly, just break it down quick.
Are you seriously going back to that?
No, because you never actually finished. Yeah. Why he's at the gates?
Because he was kicked out of the school because he wouldn't. There was a non-binary student or a student that was transgender and Enoch wouldn't gender the
call
student
by,
correctly that they wanted to be, how they wanted to be addressed. He wouldn't agree with it. So then the school, the principal suspended him and he was on suspension, but then he kept turning up to the school. Eventually then the guards had to be called and he was given a barren order against the school. And then he kept turning up and he was arrested because he breached the barren order. That's what I think, that's why. So he wasn't arrested for misgendering the student. He was arrested for
coming back to the school after being suspended.
Yeah. So that's the issue there.
But again, like, would you
now
not?
We're parking the barks.
Yeah, yeah, there we go. Even we'll park them out there in the yard.
Talk about them,
go on Twitter and you see loads of videos of them singing at Christmas everywhere. In Castle Bar.
Stop.
Yeah.
Many of them is there.
God, there's a clatter of them. I'd say they're in, you'd need two hands anyway. Count.
And just the last thing, do you know what even really annoyed me? Is that they didn't learn the chant together. Did you see that video of them when they were like, John should be here. And they were all like, John, should be here, John, and it was like
a lot.
There's six of ye in time. John should be here. It's really easy to say a chant. Just look.
They're not good singers either.
No, not a note in their head.
You're a good singer, though, aren't you?
I'd have a tune in.
Were you an old singer in a band?
I was.
Stop.
Another Tullamore band.
Stop.
Super Bass. Shout out to Martin King. Had much crack.
That's one of Nicky's. I'm all and the super.
Martin.
That boom. No, that's.
No, that's now copyright. Saying nothing.
Yeah.
Saying nothing.
Not no, paying for that.
When I got out of retail, I got in. Martin asked me to cover one night, and
so you went from Menaries to Super Bass.
No, yeah. Menaries to Sports Direct
to
Super Bass, and yeah, we had a class time. I loved it. Like, and also I was gigging every Friday and Saturday night. So I was in college Monday to Friday, then I'd go home, do a gig. But I had my whole Saturday and Sunday off. Okay. Now, unless we went to Letterkenny and I go home at 7 in the morning.
You get the few jars after the gig as well, probably.
No, not really. No, sure. When you're doing it every single weekend, like, you know, you won't have an interest. You're kind of looking at the paycheck.
Yeah, true.
But then, like, you know, you'd have some gigs and there'd be four people in the pub, like, of pages, so you just have to do it. Like,
that must be hard.
And what kind of songs would you sing?
It was
or music
rap. Now I did
rap.
I did
give
rap.
Us a rap, Ashling.
Spin some lyrics, will you?
No, I did rap. But Darren was the bassist, and he rapped. He was class. So it was rap, chart, 90s, and pop. So like, boom, 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 boom. I want you in my room, and then like, I want to have sex on the beach. Like. Tunes, absolute tunes. And then the chart stuff was like Timber, Kesha from like 2010.
I'm yelling Timber.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, they love that. Like, oh, yeah. And then
Fireball. Do you remember that?
Fireball.
Fireball.
Yep. Great song. Didn't do that. Must get on to Martin. Yeah. Draw that.
Would you do that for us now?
Not anymore.
We should make a band.
But I'll ask.
Do you not like singing anymore? No.
But I have a job now, so
that's a job as well.
Yeah, but I'm a professional actor.
But it would be great to get a role that would merge the two.
Well, with that Saw Doctor thing was basically that was singing.
Where do you see yourself? I hate this question, but I'm going to ask it. Like in 5 years.
Oscars winning
imagine
best actor. No, 5 years time. No, my values have changed, like, and what I want in life. Like, you know, when I was 20, I was like, I'm going to do 5 years in Dublin as actor, and then I'm going to move to London, and then I'm going to LA, and like, my career is my life. And like, that has changed slightly. It's not my priority. Like, I don't like saying the word lucky, because I think I've worked very hard for the work that I've gotten, and I think the Irish people are shocking bad for doing that.
You get luck, but you put in the work.
Yeah, you put in the work. Like, you know, people find it very hard to say that, like, you know, so I avoid saying that. But I have worked a good bit and I've enjoyed it. And if I continue to do that in Ireland for the rest of my career, at the moment, I'm happy to do that. But 5 years' time, my now family and that kind of stuff.
You'd be only truck a dough then, though. Like, you'd still be a young'un.
Yeah, I know, but so I don't know. You don't know.
Do you know
that.
What? I think you'd be amazing.
Wow.
Do you know, I can see you when you're like 60 years of age and hair braided. Having like this big school of, do you know, like a big, where everybody goes to learn, like all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Really cool. After, of course, you've won your Oscar and your Grammy and all that kind of stuff.
Well, see, I one thing is I really want to do is a BBC series, but this job I don't retire from. The only reason I will stop doing this is if I physically can't or I mentally can't do the job. So I'll hope I'll be 96 and still doing stuff. Like, so my big break could happen when I'm in my 50s, and I'm grand about that.
But it's like with people with big breaks, though, like, Don't be making faces at me now. You've taken over a bit in the middle now. Go on with your really good quote
just when you're saying Judge Judy.
Oh, quotes.
Here we go.
He's going to get quote kind of Diet Coke between the
I'm dry heaving here in the corner. Go on, sorry.
If you don't do it in your 20s, you can do it in your 30s. If you don't do it in your 30s, you can do it in your 40s. If you don't do it in your 40s, you can do it in your 50s and so on and so on and so on and so on and so on.
Yes.
True.
Yeah.
True that. True
Oprah was fired when she was 23.
But you mentioned Oprah last week. So that's
Are you obsessed with Oprah?
Brilliant. We're going to get Oprah on here.
I might have a contact for you there.
And Oprah will say, do you know, remember?
Do you think she's going to fly over to Dublin and get a bus down to Mount Rath?
She's going to bring us all expenses paid. She's going to bring us all expenses paid.
So like a jet.
Everyone.
And fly out
and I'm going to say to Oprah, were you silenced or silent?
Oh, you did that the wrong way around.
Yeah. Were you silent?
You did it wrong way around.
You do that, Ashley.
No, I don't want to do it.
Stage fright.
Oh, I can't do it. I can't. I need to think it in my head and I need about 10 minutes to think about it.
Opinion, Aisling, on Meghan Harry.
Look, after the documentary on Netflix, I was like team Meghan more so than Harry, like, you know, because of all of the racist shit she's had to deal with in her life. But then when he came out with a book and he was all like, I got my first ride behind a pub off a woman in her seat. Like, why are you telling people that?
And did he have a bit of frostbite in his Mickey or something?
My brother's wedding, my Mickey was fucking frostbite. Who gives a shit?
I just keep thinking, and like, do you know, like, Mickey's, no, I can't even say what I'm going to say.
Come here, don't. So I can see you coming out of your mouth.
Yeah, no,
but come here, the, imagine though, lads, coming. Imagine if we were to write a book. Everyone's like, oh my God, it's so scandalous. William Betham. I got to live in Shy Betham, up and down the hall by the brothers.
You couldn't come from the Midlands and write a tell-all book. You'd never be let in the place again. You'd be ostracised. You'd have a target on your back. You couldn't.
We could after tonight.
We're very dour people, the Midlanders, aren't we?
Well, we're honest, I think.
You leave your feelings at the door.
Yeah, but like also, you know, it's only a laugh. Relax.
Yeah, it's a sneer.
Lord God, if you can't take a slagging, what are you at? You can't take yourself seriously in life and you have to be able to take slagging.
Yeah.
Well, you learn it fairly rapidly though, when you're on social media. You're like,
I wouldn't take any.
There's a thin line now. There's a thin line between someone having a slag and then someone just being outright cruel and saying horrible things to you, like, I hate you. That's not really a slag per se.
But if someone nearly, because that's so mad, I'd nearly find that funny, because it's like, do you know, if someone kind of just started kind of like saying bad things to you, be like a bit upset, but just someone kind of, I hate you, like, ah, here, she'd even, do you know, I wouldn't even,
it wouldn't upset me, but like, I wouldn't be like, ah, ha ha. Because it's just like, that's just not a nice thing to say to anyone, ever.
If someone told me now, jizz, you've an awful jowl on you, jizz, I'd probably take
What's a jowl?
Do you know, an old kind of hangy, slack neck? Like a fat neck area. Like,
chicken
you know,
neck.
Yeah. So I'd take to the bed over that for a few days. Anyway, so I would.
Take to bed, pull out the Lemsip, not even sick.
Do you know, and like last week, we're on about me nerves being at me. Yeah. I'd have to take to the bed because the nerves would be shot after.
Yeah, someone, a comment on your appearance.
Yeah, see, I'd be vain, a gay man and his
appearance. No, not necessarily. Like, just a bit, like, that's a lot of people are like that, like, you know.
Yeah, but no
I wouldn't really be.
We are sponges as people. We are sponges, and you literally take in everything that's being said about you.
Even if you think you're not, subconsciously somewhere it can go in, like.
And something later on can just click something for you to bring you back to another kind of way. But like, I think, look, you just, you're either going to lie down or just get up and get on with it. Do you know what I kind
but
of
But like, bringing it back around to the Harry and Meghan thing, like, one, I don't like when people say, sure, they have loads of money. They've nothing to be complaining about. Money is irrelevant to someone's feelings and them being attacked for their colour of their skin. Like, you can't say she's loads of money, we can do it. Same goes with Instagram or whatever it is, social media.
See, the problem is there though. I think she was, like, I think Kate went through a bit of a ringer when she first got into it, but it was nowhere like Meghan, because Meghan had the race card on top of other things. But the thing is, there was a bit of a want in her. She should have stayed clear of the royal family. Do you remember
Meghan?
Why?
Because she said she didn't know who Harry was. No, she did.
I was literally going to say that.
You know what I mean? You did.
Did she say that in the documentary?
But Orna said to me, Americans wouldn't really.
She had a branger on him for the minute she saw, and she was like,
and also,
ding a ling a ling. Obviously, she does love
him. You'd Google the name. You would Google someone's name or have a little creep because you're like, oh my God, what? They're rotten, and then I have to sit through it.
Not Aladdin, you're in love.
She's cute. Cute. Or.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. But it's.
But she did go through awful amount. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like the whole situation, like, you know, sure, we can all talk shy about it. No one really
Asher
cares.
Gives us something to talk about, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But did say, what I was going to say is just about the social media people that say, well, if you're going to put yourself out there, then you have to get used to that.
That
boils my blood. Because just because I want to post a few funny sketches on the internet does not mean that I deserve for people to give me hate. But I will say, I'm very lucky. I get very little. But I wouldn't be
polarizing,
controversial or saying, I stay away from anything that could be controversial because I just couldn't be arsed. I keep it all very light, but I get very little. So
we didn't stay away from it in the podcast tonight, so we didn't.
Ah, we were.
We didn't say anything controversial.
I'd nearly be half open when someone comes after me. Because I wouldn't.
It wasn't
me.
It wasn't
bunches.
Kieran. It was all Alan.
See, I've gotten one or two things over the years.
Barks, go to Alan's.
I've gotten fuck all over the years, but if anyone ever says anything to me, I just write reply, fuck off, full stop. No emoji.
I block.
And they never... Yep. No, I don't block. Yep. I leave them off.
If I get a comment on TikTok is actually worse for it because, again, they're younger. Because they're younger, so they haven't got the knowledge of, like, just don't do that.
Words
I'll
hurt.
Immediately delete the comment and block them. Mm. And the same with Instagram. Because I learned the hard way not to reply.
If somebody...
Because,
Ashton, you learned that.
Yeah.
Because you're at nothing.
No, and also, one thing that people forget is tone cannot be read in a message. So if you're trying to explain to someone, like, your point of view or whatever, you're never going to get to a resolve of that conversation. So I'll just go.
Alan, just going to you there saying you don't block them. If someone came into your house and disrespected you, you'd put them out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me so saying fuck off is putting
them
out.
Yeah, but you're a social media.
That's me closing the doors.
But you need to block them.
No. Because like me saying
fuck off is like putting them into your sitting room and say stay there.
No, it's not. The sitting room's the good room.
No.
out in the utility.
It's out in the utility.
Out in the utility.
They're out with the dog balls in the bin.
Why are we mentioning utilities? Utility or back kitchen?
Utility.
Utility,
yeah. Well, growing up was the back kitchen.
Back kitchen's a bit notionsy, I think.
Oh no, utility I think is more notions. We have a utility.
See, we didn't have a utility growing up.
Did you?
It was an extension, was it?
No, we just had the bungalow. The estate. There was
so
no
you don't
utility.
Have a utility at all?
I do in Dublin.
Oh, right.
But not in the home house. No,
I've
there's no,
no
utility.
Utility in Dublin and you'd miss it. The state of the kitchen floor every time you walk
throw
outside the back.
It.
Oh, yeah.
But come here, what was I going to
what
say?
What was
to
that big sign you were doing there to us? Is he telling us to wrap it up?
Yeah, Matt is looking down at me there like he's going to absolutely...
Don't be hanging poor Matt out to dry.
Alan,
divide
just
him, Matt.
I would like to get you outside the door tonight to tell
do?
You there's
what
an issue with you
do?
Tonight, so there is.
Tonight?
I'm going to have to
night.
Step in as a mediator here now in a minute.
You'll only stir it up worse.
Oh, I'd love it.
We have to do
I'm
a few
going.
TikToks
I'll
and
do
stuff
a live
like,
carrying stories.
Ashley, I could talk to you all night.
Mm. Ashley, it was great having you on.
We
you
could.
Breath
we
of fresh
could.
Air.
We could.
We
it was so lovely.
Other.
And congratulations on the podcast. I had a great laugh at last week.
Thanks
so
a million. Thanks so much I for sharing
onwards
it
and
the
upwards.
Week.
Thanks very much.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks. Just,
thank you.
Thank
Mally.
And tink. Right. That was our second podcast. Thank you for listening and please share and make everyone else share it as well.
Thanks so much. And Ashley, thanks so much. You're an absolute legend and onwards and upwards for you. Stay being a rocket and go high as you can. And Alan, wait till I get you outside after
you're trying
episode.
To have the final word, are you? Final word.
I never. Bye.
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 Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack
for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.